Davis, Marion. Melrose, Massachusetts, August 29, 1904. Dear Sister Marion Davis, I have been unable to sleep after 2 o'clock this morning, so have been writing. I wish I could be at home, but I have been so weak that it has seemed best for me to go but a short distance at one time. I am now taking rest and treatment at the sanitarium, but as soon as possible, I will start on the homeward journey. I desired to visit my sister who lives in Maine, for I knew that if I should not see her now, I probably would not see her again. May Walling came from New York to see me, and she has been to Maine and returned with my sister, so she has been visiting me for a few days. She has a room at the sanitarium. Though she is 85 years old, her mental faculties are still clear, and she enjoys better health than I do. Sarah has not been feeling very well and has been resting for a few days. The camp meeting is held a little over a mile from the sanitarium. I have spoken there 3 times and expect to speak again tomorrow. I thank God for his power and blessing. Yesterday I bore a very plain testimony. Many have expressed surprise that my voice is still so clear and strong. I expect to attend the Connecticut camp meeting, which is to be held at Middletown. This is not far from here. After spending a few days there, I have an appointment at College View, and then, if able to travel, we will start for home. I have had a difficult time since I have been away from home. Sometimes I have been unable to relish my food. Everything seemed to taste so flat, but I think this was owing to my own condition of health. I am now, however, able to relish my food and to take my meals regularly, for I know that I must eat in order to keep up my strength. One thing which has seemed unusual for me is that I sometimes become weary while riding. Marion, I am praying for you that the Lord will spare your life that you may remain with me. I hope we may not be separated again. Do not refuse to eat nourishing food. It is not the will of God that you should starve yourself. Eat regularly that you may gain in strength. Do all that you can to aid in your recovery, and may the Lord comfort your soul. In him is strength. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. If you continue to look to him, you will be made like him in character. I very much wish that I could be there to help you, but as this is impossible, I must be reconciled to what I cannot prevent. Be of good courage in the Lord. Jesus has compassion on you. You have done a noble work in helping me with my books, and the Lord will accept your life work. I am so glad that these books are being so widely scattered. You and I know how precious they are. You must not worry about the book Ministry of Healing. Ride out every day if possible. You must take a rest for a time. Have courage and faith and hope in the Lord. Trust in him. He is the light of your countenance and your God. I must now go to visit my sister. May God bless and comfort you, my child. In love.